just starting the third period here. He got that with only seconds remaining in the second period. Faceoff at center ice is turned into an icing quickly. Goes all the way down to the Harbor Beach zone. Harbor Beach now skating right to left on your radio dial. Stone cold, left to right. Who'd have thunk it? Faceoff just left of Jesse Rokenbach. Faceoff is won by Harbor Beach and brought out of their own end. 13, Rokenbach carries over the stone cold end into the corner. Toss aside and back to the point. Quick shot on net. Essenmacher 24 with the shot there. Puck wraps around the goal and outside of Stone Cold's end. Harbor Beach regrouping here. Captain 20 at Essenmacher with a slap shot, but turned aside by Amon, the defenseman. Here's another slap shot by 24 Essenmacher. Puck is up and out of play. 1:20 remaining in that penalty to Brown. 12:25 in the third period. If Harbor Beach comes back to win, that's it. Whole shooting match is over with. But if Stone Cold holds on to this lead, we'll be back tomorrow night for the championship between these two teams. 3-1 currently, Stone Cold over Harbor Beach. Faceoff is won by Harbor Beach. Oh, quick shot and goal. 13. 13 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. That's Sean Rokenbach, senior, with us with a wrist shot from the top of the circle and just sneaks by. Logan Connors on the left side. Clean faceoff win and a clean shot all the way through. I don't think Connors saw that one. His defensemen are standing in the way. 3-2 now. It's 12:22 left in the third period. And with that, the penalty expires from Brown. 13-7-4. That was Sean Rokenbach from Austin Seaman for Harbor Beach. Face-off is won by Stone Cold, brought in the Harbor Beach zone, and puck is quickly frozen by Jesse Rokenbach. Once again, 3-2, Stone Cold over Harbor Beach. 12:14 remaining in the third period. Face-off taking place just right of Rokenbach. Face-off is won by Stone Cold. Quick shot on Rokenbach. He turns it aside with the waffle blocker. 28, Derek Essenmacher controlling it behind his own end now, but turned aside quickly in front of the own zone. Oh, there's a rebound. Scuffle in front of Rokenbach. Puck is tossed aside now and carried out by 24, Travis Essenmacher. Here in the neutral zone, Brown 5 trying to lose the puck. Number 6, Schenka pushes it ahead. Puck is at center ice now, going back and forth. Now into Harbor Beach zone. 45 with a quick shot on net there. That is 45 for Stone Cold. Quick shot now into the Stone Cold end. Here's Essenmacher 24 with a shot. Puck is turned aside. Misses the net, actually. Puck is behind Stone Cold's end. 92, Sean Stokin throws it up the boards, but is stopped by Harbor Beach. Pushes it back into the corner. Stokin once again off the boards. Gentle pass there, but is stolen. Quick shot there by Essenmacher. And absorbed by Logan Connors. 11:08, third period. The action between the Harbor Beach Pirates and Stone Cold. Harbor Beach trailing currently 3-2 to Stone Cold. Faceoff will take place to the left side of Logan Connors in the Stone Cold end. Puck is dropped and the faceoff is pushed forward by Stone Cold. Outside of the zone now in neutral territory. 25, Amon pushes into Harbor Beach end into the corner. Amon fighting for it behind Jesse Essenmacher, the goaltender. Rokenbach, rather. Still fighting along the boards, leading up to the point now. Amon working hard, throws it out in front, but no one there. Puck comes to the point and thrown on net, but blocked by a defender and thrown back outside the zone. Stone Cold regroups quickly, gets back into the Harbor Beach territory. Puck is back up by the point now. Harbor Beach gets behind their own net, throws it up along the boards once again. Stone Cold pressing here in the midway point of the third period. 10 minutes remaining in this game. Puck is up and out of play by Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach's own end. I believe that was Sean Rokenbach there with the flick of the wrist. 10:12 in the third period remaining. 3-2, Stone Cold over Harbor Beach. Faceoff will take place in the Harbor Beach zone. 72, Seth Geiger for Stone Cold taking this faceoff. And I believe that is 88. Rokenbach taking the faceoff to Harbor Beach. The puck comes back to the point. Shane can take a slap shot, and it goes up and out of play once again. Face-off will take place left of Jesse Rogenbuck again. Rogenbuck kneeling in the crease here. Linesmen are checking him out. There is a timeout on the play. We will be back in just a minute on AM 1340 WLAW.
School students, always be a winner with the world's number one photographer, TSS Photography in Ubley. Jerry and Deborah Ozentoski and TSS Photography can take outstanding photos for your sports, graduation, or whatever event you desire. TSS Photography has a quick turnaround time, a proven system for the perfect picture, hassle-free with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. TSS Photography does many Thumb Area School Sports Program picture days. Whether it's football, soccer, basketball, golf, track, local hockey, and more, you're always a winner with TSS Photography of Ubley.
Purchasing insurance can be a very challenging thing to deal with. When you choose the right agent and the right company that's looking out for your needs, then something does happen. It makes it all worth it. I'm Dave Peruski with Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agency in Bad Axe. Let us at Peruski Insurance find the right auto owner's policies to let you rest at night, knowing you're covered in case of an accident or an injury.
That's right, Dave. I'm Karen Crozet. Getting the proper insurance coverage is as easy as picking up the phone and calling for a free, no-obligation insurance consultation. Let us at Peruski Insurance give you a comprehensive insurance quote on auto, fleet, commercial insurance, and even workers' comp.
For the best insurance service at competitive premiums, see us at your auto owner's agency, Peruski Insurance, at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire in downtown Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-269-9555.
AM 1340 coverage of the Midget Silver Blade Hockey Tournament on WLAW continues between Harbor Beach and Stone Cold. Jason Scott with you for the call. Currently 3-2, Stone Cold over Harbor Beach. 10 minutes remaining in the third period. Face-off is now taking place and is dumped all the way into Stone Cold's end. Stone Cold regrouping behind their own net. This is number 72, Geiger carrying out of his own zone. A little frustration there as he slaps the puck toward Harbor Beach's end. There is a whistle on the play. There is a hook there. We have a penalty on the play. There's a hooking call on Harbor Beach. 9:45 remaining in the third period. 3-2, Stone Cold over Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach with the hooking call. Stone Cold heads to the power play and they walk into Harbor Beach's zone with a quick shot. Oh, Rogenbuck loses his stick on that shot. Behind the net now, Harbor Beach slams it around the boards and up out of the zone. Here comes 28, Azamaka with a slap shot from the point. Wow, up and over the shoulder of Logan Connors. What a howitzer for that goal there. A shorthanded goal for Derek Azamaka. Tying the score shorthanded, it's 3-3 with 9:24 left to play in the third period. Coming from behind, the Pirates of Harbor Beach are edging back and now have tied it up. Still shorthanded, the faceoff takes place at center ice. Stone Cold wins it back, but they lose it at the point. Push it ahead now to the neutral zone. Rogenbuck, 88, pushes it back to the defenseman. Harbor Beach back into the neutral zone once again. That's Stone Cipher 16, dumping it into the Harbor Beach territory. 28, Melissa Seaman. Pushing it out of Harbor Beach's end. It's going back and forth here, kind of a ping pong match over the red and blue line. Once again, Seaman behind her own net against Amon. Slap shot by Harbor Beach out of their own end. Oh, here we have another penalty here. This one coming on Harbor Beach once again. Looks like a holding call. Harbor Beach is going down two men here. 58 seconds remaining on the first penalty. And now another one. It's a holding call on Harbor Beach. It will now be a 5-on-3 for Stone Cold over Harbor Beach. Currently 3-3, 8:43 remaining in this game. A full 3 minutes of power play, 5-on-3 rather. 2-man advantage for Stone Cold.